without the taste of water, cool water. Old Dan and I, with throats burned dry and souls that cry for water, cool, clear water.
Tonight's program, the Ecology Hour, comes from you, comes from our members and from Racine's in Fort Bragg, supplying Coast residents with art and office supplies for more than 100 years. And still having fun. Racine's is on Franklin Street in Fort Bragg or online at racinesfortbragg.com. Additionally, support comes from Space and Mendocino College Community Extension and Real Good Solar, presenting What is the Truth? A multimedia team performance addressing the perception of alcohol, marijuana, and other drug use in Mendocino County, Saturday, May 30th, 3 p.m. and 7:30 p.m. Information at spaceperformancearts.org. Before we really get into water purification, I want to address one important event that happened, and that is that it rained in May. This is fabulous. I mean, we got in my location of Willits area, we got about 20% of our annual rainfall in the first 3 days of May. We got about 5.5 inches of rain. And these spring rains coming this time of year are actually the most important rains. It just extends the entire season. So for everything that uses water, not just people, but everything, it's a real blessing. So thank you to the water gods. So how unusual was that? For Willits, as I said, we received 5.5 inches of rain in 3 days. On my property, that's per acre, that's about 155,000 gallons per acre. In the May of month, records show for the last 50 years, that occurrence is having as much as 5.5 inches of rain in May has only happened twice in the last 50 years. So it's truly an unusual occurrence. And I want to say one last thing, is that is on a prior program, Deborah Scott called and asked myself and my two guests, what do you think the possibility of having additional rain, substantial rain, for that matter, in May? And we all kind of, not likely, and let it go at that. 2 weeks later, actually about a week later, the rain came. So it's good to be wrong sometimes. The purpose of tonight's program is to talk about water purity, your water purity, and dealing with your water issues so you'll drink the water. A lot of people are buying bottled water more and more. Currently, we have a massive growth for the water bottling industry worldwide. It's an enormously fast-growing commodity market, and it's water. This is a right we all have to drink and enjoy water. So are we secure with our water? What's happening there? Are we willing to pay $4 a gallon to buy it in a plastic bottle? And it's kind of ironic, because if I'm looking on the counter right next to me, I've got a plastic bottle. I never use plastic bottles, but I brought one today. I forgot my regular bottle. Last year, the U.S. spent about $42 billion on bottled water and used 17 million barrels of oil to make the bottle the water came in. This does not include transportation or anything else. It's an amazing amount to spend. And up to 40% of that water, or that product in the bottle, was actually tap water or well water that was purified. So maybe we could do it ourselves, and we don't have to buy water from as far away places as Fuji. So maybe we can do it tonight, clean up our own water, and feel more secure with it. So that's the purpose of the program. Tonight I'm joined once again with Charlie Acker to explore the water issues, both biological and mineral, and purification options that effectively address the problem. Both Charlie and I have been involved in all aspects of water for 25 years plus, and this is locating water, evaluating water resources, water development, water purification. Charlie is a water system operator for two small community water systems on the Mendocino Coast, and I am a water consultant throughout the North Bay area. number one, number one aspect of water is to gain knowledge. So if you're not drinking your water or you're just not secure with it, what's wrong with it? And I want to say number one is to get the water tested. We're blessed in this county to have locally Ukiah area Alpha Labs. Alpha Labs, as many of you may know, will test. That's what they do, is test water. They do a real comprehensive test, and testing is not. It's about $160 for a pretty comprehensive test. For people that are on a municipal district water, they may find, in that case, they have a dilemma, because sometimes you get too much information. Perhaps Charlie tonight can address that. It's like too much information to chemicals you can't even pronounce, much less understand what they are. And I'm going to go from step by step. I think I'm going to take it from a pretty simple water issue, and that would be water that's provided for you from either a community water system or a municipal water system, and that would involve taste. What is it? The water tastes strange. You don't want to drink it. So you buy drinking water. Maybe something as simple as a carbon filter. And I'm going to have Charlie speak up on that.
Well, thanks for having me back, Larry. It's always a pleasure to be here at KZYX. The thing is about public drinking water, it's regulated pretty much throughout our country, especially in California. And so your public water supplies are regulated to be safe according to the laws of the state of California. However, a lot of people are concerned with some of the additives, principally chlorine, that they have probably every good reason to believe is at least not good tasting, if not maybe bad for their health.